James Rutherford. What's your Twitter name?
It's JTRUK.
Everybody's packing up. You're packing up prizes. Your team won.
Yes. Yes, we did. We're very pleased. There's some great stuff here. Yeah.
Do you think it might have been the fact that people were almost crying during the original, the opening of your presentation and the subject matter and the fact that you'd set out to hack together something that engaged with people's emotions and you did that very well?
Thank you. Yeah, we did try very hard to work out a different way of presenting data that on paper looks fairly horrendous, but you can't quite understand what it is, but to present that through a real pair of eyes.
So for those that weren't here, can you explain in a paragraph what it was that your hack did?
Sure. We looked at child poverty statistics, and we looked at this through the eyes of a 12-year-old girl called Hope, who we created a fake Facebook-like arena for. So you log into the site and you befriend her, and then her updates start percolating through your stream. So you can kind of see what she's thinking and the sort of difficulties she's having. But as time goes by, a couple of the older messages have dots by them. You click on the dot and it reveals the sort of the stuff under the surface, the stuff that she's actually thinking but not revealing. So it sort of says something about sort of the personal and the mask that you present.
So this incorporated Facebook-style comments. You followed this timeline down and you would see multimedia dipping in, images. You were seeing comments from her friends who she was interacting with. It just, in many ways, ticks so many boxes when it comes to modern digital storytelling, the delivering of the story on devices that people are engaging
sure.
with, or better still, platforms people that are engaging with right now.
People are very, very familiar with.
And somebody, I mean, there were so many questions afterwards and comments with people saying, whoa, what about this, what about that, what about that? It obviously excited people's minds and like, could you actually get this onto Facebook for people to like it? And then it was a case of yes, probably, until Facebook banned it for being a fake person.
Yeah. One of the ideas we were very interested in was having, as a device, having something that was a little bit unreal. So when you see the Facebook profile, it's this pretend Facebook profile, it's an avatar. But we're actually quite interested in the idea of scratching that away by the end and presenting it as a real girl. We didn't quite get to that point, but I think that providing a real Facebook profile for people to hook into and say, well, this actually really, we can connect this. I think that would be very powerful.
It would be very easy to do on Twitter as well, of course.
Yes, potentially.
And if you were to take this story, which is really, really important, the fact that you're utilising real life, sometimes very horrific stats around child poverty, and then were to seed it on lots of different platforms, you could curate it into one timeline, and it would make fascinating reading when you know that this is... I particularly like the mashup you did of Farmville, where you were looking at a cluster of buildings, and by hovering over, you were seeing stats of people below the poverty line in certain schools.
Yeah, the real stats of poverty statistics.
And that was a live feed?
Yes.
Just brilliant on so many levels, very much deserved to win, and I can't believe how much value you've managed to kind of glean out of 24 hours without sleep, or 23, because the clocks did go back.
Well, I'm probably on about 30 by now, all told. I'm going to collapse soon.
Go home, cuddle your well-earned award whilst lying in bed, thinking you've done a cracking job, and earn yourself some well-earned rest. You and your team, thank you very much. Do you want to give them a quick mention?
Sure. The team was Amy. She was brilliant. She provided the data, and she actually got involved with doing stuff. We had Jeremiah Alexander, whose background is games. We had Colin, who is a web builder. He helped build some games. We had Ema, who helped shape the dialogue. We had Becky, who did a bit of graphic artwork for us, and we had a guy called James, who did some logos for us as well.
So would there be a place that people can go and learn about the Hope Project after this?
Yes, I hope so. We have the system works on live server pretty much. I think it's probably a little bit... I mean, it runs on live server, but it's probably a bit resource-heavy, so we'll try and get that next couple of days so people can actually see what this is and explore it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.